Come next month, the Valley's theater scene will get a little bigger. Neon Cactus Playhouse will make its debut with a performance called Big Shows Small Box, in which big Broadway shows are done in, as the name suggests, a very small space. In this case, that space will also be outside. George Kennedy is the artistic director of Neon Cactus Playhouse, and he joins me to talk more about this new endeavor. And George, what is behind it?
I've been in theater for a long time, about 20 years. And we moved to the Valley 4 years ago. And theater here is great, but it's the same show. You know, there's like a same show, different story, you know, different locations. So there's like not a lot of different things when it comes to theater. So I was inspired by a theater company in Atlanta called Serenby Playhouse, and they do all their productions kind of outside. And I got to do looking around, and like nobody in the Valley does theater outside. I know it's 115 degrees in the summer, but you just don't do shows in the summer. So I just thought, well, let's challenge the status quo. I said, I want to do something different. You know, there's a lot of great theater in the Valley, but let's just flip the switch. Let's be a disruption to the theater community. Like all of our other industries have disruptions. Let's cause our own disruption here in the Valley and do things a little different. And so we've got a group of about 10 of us, and we're just doing theater that is immersive, inclusive, and fearless. And we're just trying to break the mold when it comes to the expectation of theater.
How do you try to do that? I mean, especially there is a good amount of theater in Phoenix. So how do you try to, other than picking different types of shows, get people to maybe think differently and see your facility differently than others?
Well, that's the one of the interesting things is that we actually aren't going to have a venue. So we are going to be around, for now, we're going to be in the Central Phoenix area, and we're going to just find locations that are specific to telling our story. You know, some of the research I've been doing on my own personal is like I've been to a lot of concerts this last year because concerts are like very engaging and get people involved. And I'm thought, like, so I've been watching what the concerts are doing. Like, they have these DJs that come out in the front and like pump up the audience. I'm like, so why can't we do that? You know, it's like, why not have a DJ to pump the audience up? You know, it sounds a little unorthodox, but it's different.
When you're looking for venues, do you anticipate picking the show based on the type of venue you can find or vice versa?
Well, we have our season picked, so we've got some shows lined up, and I have a staff member that's on staff that her job is to find us locations. So the idea is to find locations that do cater to the story to help enhance that, you know, if you can. And if not, then you just find if you can't find the right space, then you just find a good generic space that you can kind of create the atmosphere. So, you know, we're looking for a big warehouse for our first show and to kind of help enhance the story.
Well, how do you try to build and maintain a following? I mean, you guys are obviously a new operation.
Right, brand new.
And you're going to be moving all over the Valley, it sounds like. How do you try to make sure that people know about you and then can find you and follow you?
Well, we've talked about that, and we want to make sure we just stay centrally located. So the idea is to stay, I call it between the sevens, between 7th Avenue and 7th Street, and in the Central Phoenix area. So anywhere from like Camelback down to downtown, kind of like in those areas. And there's a lot of great, unique spaces in those areas that we can find. But yeah, the idea is just to stay central and kind of keep it simple.
So you referenced that you don't want to do sort of the same shows that everyone else is doing. How and where do you look for the kinds of shows that you'll be performing?
Well, that's a great question. And one thing that I've been struggling with just talking and finding the right shows, because there's so many theaters in the Valley, and so there is overlap, and sometimes there's a lot of overlap. But I have to keep in mind that it's like if A company is doing this show and then B company is doing the same show, and we come in and we do the show, it's going to be different because we're not doing it, you know, like they are. They're not we're not going to be in a theater. We're not going to be having the traditional light sound, the light system, the same sound system. It's just going to be a different experience. So I'm not so worried about like duplicating shows, because I realize that it's, you know, I want to respect other theaters and not kind of trump on them and like, you know, mess up their plans and take away ticket sales from them, because that's not the idea. But if we do happen to fall on the same shows, but I just know it's going to be a different experience, not only for, you know, the audience, but, you know, for the actors, too. They're going to be like, they could do a show at Theater B and then come over to Neon Cactus and have a completely different experience, because it's not going to be the same. Everyone has a story to tell, and we want to make sure that we're telling those stories, whether, you know, you're black, you're white, you're gay, you're straight, you know, you have a disability. We don't care. We want to see you on your, we want to see you on that stage, and we want to see you tell your story from your perspective, from your lens, because, like I said, everyone has that story, and we want to be that place where people feel comfortable, they feel included, inclusive, and they can tell their story and not be afraid.
Do you anticipate that
your shows will appeal to the same types of theater goers who go to see other companies? Are you looking to maybe bring new folks into theater?
I'm hoping that we'll bring new audiences, a new face, because one of the challenges with theater is always trying to get that younger audience, because it's the, you know, let's be honest, theater is an old art, and, you know, the older generations love it, and that's who goes and sees the shows. You know, Stray Cat's done a really good job of bringing in a newer audience, a younger audience, because they do a lot of unusual, quirky stuff, and they've got the lock on that, I should say, and I don't want to take anything away from him, so it's not like I'm trying to go out and do the weird stuff in the weird places. I want to do just theater, no matter what it is, and I want to do it in weird places.
Do you anticipate doing shows outside?
Yes, absolutely. That's always been the question about the temperatures and the heat. So yeah, so we're going to do like an October to April season. So yeah, so the idea, you know, it was to do stuff outside and to just create that experience. Because can you imagine just doing, you know, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert and actually have the sunset as the backdrop for your show? I mean, it would just be a beautiful, you know, it would be different every night and it'd just be a beautiful experience. Because I have an idea for a show that takes place in 100 different places. And I thought, well, that's a lot of scene changes. I said, so why not just move the audience? And so the idea is to create this land that they'll walk through to get to their seat. And then they actually are on some sort of device that turns them as the story evolves. You can't do that inside. You can't do that at another theater. You have to go outside the box.
All right. That's George Kennedy, artistic director for the new Neon Cactus Playhouse. George, nice to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.